Pope Benedict is heading to Madrid later this month for the Church's World Youth Day gathering that is expected to be attended by more than 1.5 million young people. Among those crowds of young people who will be flocking to the Spanish capital from all over the world for the week-long event is 21-year-old Richard Franson from New Zealand. He belongs to a Catholic youth mission movement called Net Ministries and has just finished a year-long mission in Ireland trying to re-evangelise young people there. He began by speaking to us about the challenges of this mission.
Some of the challenges, I guess, getting the young people to come out to the events or the retreats or anything that we were putting on. I was working on a stationary team, so I was placed in a diocese and working under the youth coordinator of the diocese, working alongside him, going into different parishes and throughout that 10 months trying to start up youth groups and going into schools and being a consistent presence, so more than just once. And yeah, the challenges was with the youth groups, just getting those young people out to the evenings. Usually once they came out to the evenings, they really enjoyed them and got a lot out of them and quite open. But the hardest thing was just getting them from the schools or the classrooms and out to these youth groups that we were doing. So,
were you expecting perhaps young people in Ireland to be more practicing, you know, given that Ireland is traditionally a highly Catholic country, a devoutly Catholic country?
Yes, sort of. It is a very Catholic country and most of them are Catholic. It's just, I guess, it hasn't really been passed on from their parents. And so these young people, although they do believe in God, they don't really follow much of the church and they don't really know much about what the church actually teaches. Obviously, what the media puts out there, they take a lot of that in and they think a lot of bad things about the church. And really, when we sit down and talk to them about what the church is actually trying to do, they actually are very interested and very open as well.
Now, of course, the church in Ireland has gone through a difficult phase with the sex abuse crisis there. Was that mentioned also? Do you think that could also have been a factor in why some people were just not wanting to have anything to do with the church, particularly amongst the young? Was it mentioned as a reason?
Yeah, there is. A lot of the young people do question that, and it does come up. And there is a lot of hurt there from the past. But just talking with them, they're usually pretty open and, like, there's no hiding some, like, there has been things that have gone on, and just saying to them, like, the church isn't trying to hide it and that the church is trying to do everything to try and do better from now on, you know.
Now, you're going to World Youth Day in Madrid. How many of you are going and what do you hope to get out of it? What are your feelings as you approach this event?
Well, I'm going with a group from Ireland, not actually with Net Ministries, but a different group. I'm not sure how many are in the group, but I'm really excited, and I have a couple of friends that I'm going with the group with. Yeah, I'm really excited to go for the week in Madrid. I haven't been to Spain, and going to the last World Youth Day, I had a really good experience and took a lot away from it, and really looking forward to going again.
And what were the things you really took away from it? What, for you, were the most valuable aspects to this experience of attending World Youth Day?
Well, I went to Sydney, Australia 3 years ago, and there was 500,000 young people. And for me, at the time, coming from where I was, there wasn't very many young people involved in the church, and I didn't see that young people were much a part of the church. And I guess just going to World Youth Day and seeing that many young Catholics that were excited about being Catholic, and just the energy and everything that was there, it really excited me to learn more about the church, because there must be something if all these people are going so. And just that yearning to learn more, and so after then, the journey that I've been on and just learning more and more, I really want to go and get it and share that with other people again. So.
And how would you describe the atmosphere at these World Youth Day gatherings?
It's just really exciting, a lot of singing and dancing, just a lot of joy and just having a lot of fun, no pressure from any people around you to do anything that you don't want to do, but just being able to be free and be who you are.
And do you get to meet a lot of people from other young people from other parts of the world and share experiences with them?
Definitely. I'm going with a group from Ireland, so there'll be a lot of Irish people that I'll get to meet, and just bumping into people in the school or the accommodation that you'll be staying in and meeting the other groups there. So you get to meet a lot of other people. It's really cool.
Okay. And what are your hopes for the future?
For the future, after World Youth Day, I'll be heading home to New Zealand in the near future and getting back into my studies at home.
amor no se edifica y no se arraiga.
Another 21-year-old heading to Madrid for the World Youth Day event is Senan Hill from the Archdiocese of Dublin, who's a choir master. It will be his first experience of attending a World Youth Day gathering. And he told us more about his expectations.
Madrid, I'm very excited. As you said, this will be my first time at World Youth Day. I believe it's going to be a new experience for me, one which, of course, I'm very looking forward to. I've been on other pilgrimages before. I've been to Knock in County Mayo in Ireland, where the Blessed Virgin appeared. But from what I've heard, World Youth Day promises to be a different experience entirely. As regards what I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to meeting other young people like myself from all over the world who are there to celebrate the church and the faith in Madrid and, of course, to be in the presence of the Pope and, of course, make new friends while I'm there.
Looking perhaps at a very Irish aspect of young people today in Ireland, what would you see as the biggest challenges facing people your own age or the young people in that age group between 18 and 34 in the Ireland of today, which is a very different Ireland to even 10, 15, 20 years ago, for people who are Catholic and believers and also just for young people in general?
Well, as you said there, yes, Ireland is a very different country as it was 20 years ago. But times have changed. You know, social media, etc., does play a part in it. But there has always been a strong community of faith in the country of Ireland, and it's has been and always will be ingrained in young people from a very young age. Well, we believe that young people will carry that forward throughout the rest of their lives.
Now, of course, young Irish pilgrims also have an extra responsibility at Madrid, because Madrid also marks the one-year mark from a very important event for the Irish Church and for the young people of Ireland, who are the future of the Church in Ireland. And that is, of course, the International Eucharistic Congress, which is due to be held in Dublin. Will you be speaking to other pilgrims about it?
I won't personally be speaking to the pilgrims about it. I was at Knock in May, where there was a letter read out from the Pope explaining that he's happy to see all the young people in Ireland express such a strong interest in the Eucharistic Congress. I believe the Eucharistic Congress will be a very strong message sent out from it.
My final question, Senan, is, of course, if you had, in a hypothetical world, if you had the opportunity to ask Pope Benedict XVI one question, perhaps about the faith, perhaps about the world, perhaps about himself, what do you think that question would be? During World Youth Day, the Pope has lunch with representatives from all five continents, young people. So a group of 10 young people are handpicked from the many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of young people who are there. And they're told, you're going to have lunch with Pope Benedict. And during that lunchtime, he asks some questions and they in turn also ask him questions. If you were to be one of those lucky young people, what do you think you would speak to the Pope about? What do you think you'd ask him?
Well, I would, first of all, congratulate him on leading such a strong community. But as regards the question, I would say, where do you see the church in possibly 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time down the road? Will it be stronger? Will it be weaker? Where do you see the church?
So finally, my last question is for you as a first-timer, if we can call you that, to World Youth Day, your first time round.
Yes.
We hope the first of many other World Youth Days for you, Senan. What for you is going to be, what is the highlight of World Youth Day?
Well, I suppose from what I've been told, the highlight of World Youth Day will be the evening vigil with the Pope on Saturday. I look forward to hearing what the Pope has to say, and to be able to take that home to my local parish in Ireland, whom I'm representing.
That was Senan Hill from Ireland. And earlier you heard the voice of Richard Franson from New Zealand.